Bear in the Morning on Bear Country 95.3. It's Find It in Greenfield time. Remember, this is the Greenfield Business Association's time on Bear Country for Bear in the Morning, although Hannah is not with us this morning, but I think we have some suitable replacements for Hannah. Isaac from the Greenfield Garden Cinema is here. Hey, Isaac.
Hey, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing great. And our friend Ted from Cohn & Company. Ted, you got to move right up to that microphone. Get up close.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. All right, so let's start off with what's happening at the Greenfield Garden Cinemas, Isaac. This seems like a massive undertaking. Yeah, what's going on?
Well, we've been planning this for over 6 months. We're in the midst of the Stephen King Film Festival, 5 weeks of Stephen King films running all the way through October 4th. We have 25 films, 5 different Stephen King films every single week.
Wow. I mean, all right, back this up a little bit. Where did the whole idea begin? I mean, who came up with this?
Yeah, we started this with a small $500 grant from the Mass Cultural Council, and we were able to leverage that with great corporate sponsors like Cohn & Company and Development Associates at the Greenfield Corporate Center, who really got behind us and wanted to bring some economic vitality to Greenfield during the month of September.
Awesome. Well, I didn't realize Cohn & Company, you guys are big Stephen King fans. I mean, tell me a little bit about this.
Yes, Kevin, we are big Stephen King fans, but we are even more so, we're Greenfield Garden Theater fans.
Okay.
You know, Cohn & Company is proud to sponsor the Stephen King Film Festival at the Greenfield Garden Theater, where we believe in the power of community, the importance of bringing people together for these types of shared cultural experiences.
Sure.
You know, we thank Isaac and Angela for spearheading this event. Supporting local events also has a direct impact on our local economy. It draws visitors, boosts local businesses, and showcases what this community has to offer. You know, speaking with clients, the garden's such a landmark in Franklin County. I use it as a point of interest. If you're driving down Main Street, once you pass the Garden Theater, take a right, and that'll get you where you need to go. And it's just one small way to show folks how important that place is to all of us.
Mm.
And also, the legacy of Cohn & Company was built on giving back to the community, you know, supporting the community that supported us for so many years. So we're excited to sponsor this great event. We'll have agents in the lobby before each showing, so come say hi and let's chat about the real estate market.
All right. Well, let's chat with you, Ted, about your favorite Stephen King film. So what's your favorite?
I'm a big
number one.
I'm a big Shawshank Redemption fan.
Oh, Shawshank Redemption. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. I would hope that's one of the
One of our premier films. We're definitely showing Shawshank.
Okay. So bring me through the process, Isaac, of the films chosen for this event, because as you mentioned before to me, I didn't realize that there were so many, you know, Stephen King productions out there.
Yeah, there's so many different Stephen King titles, and we chose an eclectic bunch working with various studios to get the most number that we could.
Okay.
And they include films that you wouldn't necessarily think of as a Stephen King film.
Okay.
Like one of my favorites is Stand By Me.
Oh, sure.
We're certainly going to be playing Stand By Me.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be playing movies that have rarely been seen on film, like The Mangler, right? Which you probably
The Mangler, which you've never even heard of.
It's about a dry cleaning machine that goes wild. We're even showing. We're even showing Stephen King's only film that he ever directed himself, Maximum Overdrive, with Emilio Estevez.
I am a fan of that one. All right, you're going to have to tell me when that one's showing, because I want to be there for that one.
Well, that's showing in our last week, so come the last week of the festival and you'll see that. But if you watch during the Franklin County Fair Parade, you may see a little homage to the Maximum Overdrive truck.
I know the truck that he's talking about. That's the one with the big clown face on the front.
That's right.
Yes, I know that one. We're talking to Isaac. We're talking to Ted this morning. Isaac from the Greenfield Garden Cinemas. Ted is from Cohn & Company. And we're talking about the big Stephen King Film Festival that's over at the Garden. Wow, that was a tough decision to pare down to 25 films. But you did it.
It was. There were things we had to let go. Some of your favorites you won't see. Dead Zone isn't one that we were able to get.
Okay.
But there are so many other good films that you're going to love seeing. We've got a Drew Barrymore double feature playing this week with Cat's Eye and Firestarter.
Yes.
We have both Kathy Bates films,
Misery
and Dolores Claiborne.
Oh, my. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
And a couple of Morgan Freeman films, Shawshank Redemption, but also also The Dark Tower. So many great Stephen King films.
All right. Very good. Okay. So, Isaac, if people want to look at the schedule, I mean, where do you send people for more information?
Yeah, go to gardencinemas.net and you can see all of the titles that we're playing. Just go to our website or stop by the theater. We're happy to show you all the titles and you can pre-purchase your tickets there as well.
Sounds like a great idea. Greenfield Garden Cinemas, Ted, Conan Company, so glad you were by this morning.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate you having us on.
All right. This is Find It in Greenfield from the Greenfield Business Association, Bear Country 95.3.